Sitka's streets, hike its trails, or sail its shimmering seas without being reminded of our historic community's past. Raven Radio and the Sitka Historical Society invite you to join us as we share stories about the people and events who have made Sitka what it is today, a small community with a big history. Listen for the Sitka History Minute following the Writer's Almanac Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at noon. Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. It's been 22 years since Sitkans have seen the pastel green vehicles and signage of the Alaska Lumber and Pulp Company for their Sitka mill closed in 1993. However, this dynamic operation left a lasting mark on our community. Pat Alexander remembers walking to the end of Sawmill Creek Road, cresting the hill, and watching bulldozers at work in what was once the Van Horn Dairy Farm. What may have seemed foreign on the landscape to Pat became an economic landmark for Sitka for the next 35 years. Initially designed to produce 350 tons of pulp per day, the mill produced up to 1,000 tons of pulp per day at its peak. Running 24 hours per day, 7 days a week, the mill supplied refined cellulose to Japanese, Chinese, and Indian rayon manufacturers. Sitka was chosen as a mill site due to its deep water ocean access, abundant spruce and hemlock timber supply, and the 20 million gallons of water per day supplied by the Blue Lake Dam, a project built by the mill in conjunction with the city, initially for its water, but later for its hydroelectricity too. It was 1958 when Thomas R. Stein was hired as the first Alaska Lumber and Pulp Mill manager, and for the next 7 years he was tasked with the job of pulling together resources and manpower to construct the $66 million infrastructure to produce dissolving pulp, or rayon cellulose, as it was officially called. Within 3 years of groundbreaking, the mill was up and running. Hailed as one of the best mill starts ever, workers were sending on-grade pulp down the line within the first days of operation, a testament to a highly skilled and motivated workforce. During its height of operations, the mill employed up to 400 workers at the mill site and a similar number in their woods division. As well, due mostly to its remote location, the mill was almost entirely self-sufficient mechanically, employing highly skilled craftsmen and women who could not only operate the plant, but repair and, if necessary, build replacement parts. Mostly due to concerns about effluent released into the ocean, timber supply reductions, and aging mill infrastructure, Alaska Lumber and Pulp closed its doors in 1993. However, many mill workers remained in Sitka, forging new lives in other vocations, showing the resilience that has become a Sitka trademark. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.
And where our Sitka Historical Society is worth bragging about. That was Hal Spackman, a sample of the Sitka History Minute, which is heard Thursday mornings on Raven Radio. Hal Spackman is going to be our guest on the morning interview this morning. I spoke with him just a little bit ago on the phone. He's on his way. Small town radio, we have enough time to allow Hal to get here. We're going to listen to a little bit of Mads Tolling, who was here for the Sitka Jazz Fest in February, until Hal arrives. Please stay tuned. And as promised, Hal Spackman from the Sitka Historical Society is here. Hal, while you were dashing up the stairs, I sort of jumped the gun. I played this week's Sitka History Minute because I'm kind of getting into it. I mean, I heard your one last week on Sørstad Street, and it immediately sort of ignited my interest to want to hear this week's. And since I kind of have executive privilege here at the moment, until Rebecca, our program director, comes in and gives me her kryptonite laser beams, I'm fine playing the one about the mill. But this series, I think, has just surprised people with its the layers of complexity to Sitka's history. Are fascinating, aren't they?
Well, I think you've really hit the nail on the head there, Rob, in that Sitka has such a rich and diverse history that you just start talking about one thing and it jogs somebody's, you know, memory for another, and pretty quick you've got these little mini stories. Excuse me. These mini stories that really tell a history on a grander scale.
Right. This one that we just heard about, the mill, was Pat Alexander. And is this how you go about it? Are you sort of doing primary source history, talking to people, or are you diving into the dusty archives at the library? Not that the library's archives are dusty and poorly maintained, but what is this? Is this book history or is this brain history?
It's a little bit of both, and a lot of times is what I'll do is I'll try to, you know, put them together. And, you know, for example, we did one on Ben Forbes. Well, just the story of Ben Forbes is really significant in that it talks about hunting and conservation and the changes that we've had throughout the years. But, you know, really it's about the people, because history's about people. And once you start seeing and talking to people and seeing stories, that it just really intrigues you to go on a little further.
Right. Yeah. I wonder, I mean, when you started doing this on Raven Radio, were you thinking, well, maybe I can get one or two done and just see how it goes? Or did you come to the station thinking, I have a list of 150 things right here I could get started on right away? How did it evolve in your thinking?
Well, that's precisely how it evolved, in that I said, man, there are just so many things and so few ways to tell them, and Raven Radio was one way to do that, because, you know, you reach such a diverse audience. And then once I started thinking, you know, we could tell this story, and then I talked to somebody else, and, well, what a fascinating story that person has. And then you do some research, and you find out, wow, I didn't realize that about Sitka. And that's just kind of how it went, and I think they're pretty popular.
Yeah. I mean, you hear people talking about it, you know, in line to get coffee and stuff, which is a good statistical indicator that you've hit the mark in community radio when you're standing in line and someone's talking about what they heard on the radio. But these three shows that we're just talking about, they're just sort of in play right now. Ben Forbes, the Bear Guide, and then the Sørstad Street. Sørstad had the goat farm, the goat dairy, and then this one about the mill. Are just three ideas of so many. And I remember at a Raven Radio staff meeting recently, we just sat down and we came up with a bunch of ideas. We sent them to you. You are actually interested in hearing from the public what they'd like to hear on Sitka History Minute, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, like, Raven Radio staff's ideas are great. I've already started working on some of them. And, you know, people come to me and say, you know, hey, I've got this great idea. That's what we want, because I want it to be interesting for people in Sitka in particular. And so hopefully you can come to the Sitka Historical Society and say, Hal, I've got this great idea, or I knew this person. What do you think about doing a Sitka History Minute on it?
All right. Hal, where is it all going? What's going to come of this? You have a popular radio show. What now?
Well, you know, that piece is hope. I'm hoping that just adds to the community. I hope that adds to cultural tourism, because we've got the 150th coming up, the 150th anniversary of the, you know, transfer of Alaska from Russia. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stories that surround that, both, you know, positive and some that are not so positive in our history. But, you know, it really tells a lot about Sitka, because, you know, modern Alaska really formed out of that one event and the events leading up to it. So I'm hopeful that people will come forward saying, you know, I knew somebody that was at that transfer, you know, my grandmother or whatever, and we already found somebody's great-grandmother was at that transfer. But there'll be just a lot of things. I'm hoping that, you know, this can continue for a while and people say, well, this is good enough that I want to listen to it on Thursdays and Sundays. Or
right. So you want people to drop by the Historical Society Museum and see you, or do you want them to email you? Or what's the best way if somebody is just really eager to get an idea in front of you?
Well, the best way is to drop by the museum, the Sitka Historical Society Museum, and soon we're going to be going away, and that's, you know, in July, middle of July and early August. But, you know, we're going to have a storefront or a presence. You know, you can come and see me, because I like to interview people. Like the mill story, I interviewed Pat, and then John Stein, whose father actually, you know, started up the mill from a administrative standpoint. So, you know, if you come, I like to just kind of delve into it a little bit, and then I'll do the research after that.
Okay. All right. So you said the museum's going away. It's just temporary. Everything's going to be relocated out of the Harrigan Centennial Hall when the big remodel starts this summer. So no panic there, the Historical Society.
Yeah, I wouldn't want people to panic about that. I guess I better choose my words more carefully on radio. That's great, Rob, that you reminded me of that.
You'll be back along with everything else.
Oh, we'll be back better and bigger. And the new Christy is working on, our curator is working on just a fabulous exhibit. She's getting our collections, you know, really cataloged and thoroughly sorted out, and you know, we're just real excited about the downtime because it's going to allow us to catch up,
right,
and really put out some neat things for the public.
Hal Spackman is the director of the Sitka Historical Museum and the Sitka Historical Society. We've been talking about Sitka History Minute, which airs Thursday mornings following the Writer's Almanac here on Raven Radio, and Sundays. I've heard it on Sundays. I'm not sure of the exact time. It's kind of a new thing, and it's kind of taken off, and Hal is ready and willing to hear your ideas. Just stop by and see him at the Sitka Historical Society Museum in Harrigan Centennial Hall. Thanks for sprinting in here, Hal.
I was babysitting, and it's like things go a little bit longer than good thing you called me.
It's community radio. This is how we do it. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks, Rob.